Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Once again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm so excited to have my special guest on tonight. Brother Christian Fraser will be coming to us with Christian comedy on tonight. I want you all to know that even as Christians, we need to learn how to relax more. We need to learn how to take time out and laugh. So that's what we're going to do on tonight. And so he's going to be sharing Christian comedy with us on tonight. So contact your friends and your neighbors and loved ones and let them know that he's about to come on the air. He's already standing by. He will be sharing with us on tonight, Christian comedy. But before we bring him on, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in his name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. You're so worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you cannot lie, you cannot feel nor change. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is still in your hands, and you are in total control no matter what it looks like. We just give you glory, honor, and praise, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guests and his entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. We all stand in need of your forgiveness, and we thank you that we are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son. Forgive us once again in the name of Jesus so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We also ask, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to move by your Spirit. We know that you are the chief physician who have never lost a patient. Touch, heal, and deliver. those that are taking their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our healer in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we thank you again for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, even through a Christmas comedy on tonight, we ask that you were moved by your spirit, have your way on tonight, because we as Christians, sometimes we fail to remember that we need to relax. We need to rest in Christ Jesus, and sometimes we need to laugh more. So we thank you for our guest on tonight. We just ask that you were moved by your spirit through him. Help us to decrease that you may increase in us, even through Christian comedy on tonight, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform that you alone will be glorified, because we know it's not about us. It's all about you. We just give you the glory, honor, and praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we have another scripture food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, your life is a ministry. People are watching you whether you know it or not. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought, your life is a ministry. People are watching you whether you know it or not. Again, my special guest is Brother Christian Frazier. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He's standing by to bring forth some Christian comedy, but he's going to share with us a testimony first. But before he comes forth with his testimony, I have a two short announcements. And for the listeners that are coming on for the first time because the Lord is blessing his ministry, I thank God for each listener that follows us on Instagram, all the followers and all the listeners, up in the thousands, all those that are on Snapchat, and all those that are on Blog Talk Radio. We don't take you lightly or for granted. I just want to give God the glory, honor, and praise for each one of you. And I ask that you continue to tune in, continue to share this ministry to others so that others can tune in and be blessed by God's word, inspiration of poems, music, and also Christian comedy that we're going to be listening to very shortly on tonight. I pray that you have your pens and paper ready so that you can write down this announcement. I want to share with you all the listening audience, because we have so many new listeners. God has opened new doors for others to host their souls up under this platform. And the first show is titled, Theologically Speaking, with host Jose and Danielle Dorsey. That's a husband and wife team. Theologically Speaking comes forth each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Clinically Speaking. This is a woman of God, a psychologist, Sister Sierra Renee. Her show comes forth each and every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Ministry Impossible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. He is the armor bearer for our bishop, where Minister Rambis and I both attend Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Minister Rambis hosts a show up under this platform. His show is titled Ministry Impossible. Again, Minister Rambis is the host. He comes forth each and every second Thursday night and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Pastor Eric Morfis. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He comes forth over this worldwide platform at 8 p.m. each and every second Thursday night. Next, we have Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. He comes forth each and every third and fourth Saturday night at 8 p.m. over this worldwide platform. And finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He always shares with us inspirational poems, and he always delivers an awesome word from the Lord. He comes forth over this worldwide platform each and every first and second Saturday night, starting at 8 p.m. My final announcement is, on tonight, I would like for you all to write this information down for those that do not know. I have another website that the Lord has blessed me to have, and you can go to this website and order any of my books that the Lord has blessed me to write, and you can see all of my upcoming events that are not connected with this radio show on tonight. And the website is www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite, that's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. Once again, That's www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. So you want to go to those websites, to that website, and you can see all the books that the Lord has blessed me to write. And if you're interested, you can go right to the site and order them straight from Amazon. So right now, I'm so excited once again to have Christian comedian, Christian Fraser on tonight. And he's going to be sharing with us a testimony first, and then he's going to come back after we do a music break. He's going to come back and he's going to share some Christian comedy with us tonight. Because like I said at the opening, we as Christians, we need to learn how to relax more, and we need to learn how to we can have fun in the Lord, and it can all be clean fun that we can be relaxed and we can enjoy Christian comedy. That's what we're going to do on tonight. Brother Fraser, once again, I'm so excited to have you on this show, on this program on tonight. Would you please share with the listeners a short testimony, please?
First of all, Brother James Brown, thank you for having me on the show. It is truly an honor and a pleasure, and I am happy to actually be here to share a short testimony. I think that I actually have a really good testimony of really how God could just do wondrous things in your life. I started in the real estate business almost 18 years ago, and when I started out in the business, it was rough. And it was hard, and my wife at the time was telling me, maybe you ought to go get a real job. And I said, but this is what God told me that he wants me to do. And it was rough. And we even went to the point where we went to counseling, and the pastors said, well, maybe you should go and get a regular job. And I said, well, Pastor, that is not what God told me to do. So, and then the other thing about real estate is that a lot of people know that a lot of real estate is done on the weekends. Saturday, Sunday is busy time for real estate. But God whispered in my ear, he said, look, if you take care of my business, I'll turn around and take care of yours. So I decided to dedicate and serve all day Sunday, 8:15 service, Sunday school, 11 o'clock service, 4 o'clock service, in the choir, doing that, feeding the hungry, all of that during the week. But then he turned around and blessed my business so much so that I became the number 4 realtor in the entire state of Florida at the time, and to become in the top 2% out of 140 real estate professionals worldwide, because I dedicated to take care of God's business first instead of taking care of my own business and thinking about my own concerns. And the thing that I really want to stress is that even though I went to the pastor and I trust and I love the man of God, but sometimes even the pastor can lean to his own understanding and experience, not knowing what God has spoken to you, because God didn't speak to the pastor. He spoke to me. And we have to be able to stand strong on that word when we know that God has spoken to us, that we know without a shadow of a doubt that he has given us this vision or this dream. I heard somebody say one time before that sometimes God speaks to us like a kidnapper in those movies, and he tells us to go here, and then I need you to wait there until further instructions. Then I need you to go over to this phone booth and wait for further instructions. And then I heard somebody else say that sometimes God speaks to us like a preview in the movies. He gets us all excited and tells us what's going on, but he doesn't tell us when. We just know that it's coming soon. So we have to hold faith and know that when God gives us the vision and the dream, that it's coming soon. And we can't, even though it seems like it's a dead end type of situation, You know, I always like to, this is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It says when we get into a dead end situation, we have to learn how to pray and praise, like Paul and Silas when they was locked up in jail and it seemed like their situation was dead. But when they began to pray and praise, it said that the foundations began to shake and that their chains became loose and that their doors were opened up. So even in the middle of the situation when it seems like it's a dead end, if we pray and praise and we take care of God's business, he'll turn around and take care of ours.
Wow, what a powerful testimony on tonight. Brother, I just want to say to you, thank you for sharing the testimony. Somebody needed to hear that. I like what you just said because I know for myself it's the truth. When we take care of God's business, he will take care of ours. And I'm a living witness to that. And sometimes it might not seem like it's coming on time, but God is he is still an on-time God. So the main thing is,
amen,
like
amen.
Take care of God's business first, and he will take care of yours. So I thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. And the reason I ask you to share that testimony, and I always ask all first-time guests on this platform to share testimonies, is to remind the listeners that God gets his glory through our testimony. It does us no good, and God gets no glorification if we do not share our testimonies. Our testimony.
He tells us not to be ashamed of our testimony.
That's others, so they can know that what God has done for you, he's able to do the same thing for them because he has no respect for a person. Thank you for that powerful testimony. Right now,
amen,
I'm
going
to go to a short music break, and we're going to come back because I'm excited to hear about what he's going to say to us on tonight in the form of Christian comedy. I think you need to get the seatbelt on because if he share his Christian comedy, like he shared their testimony, then I know we're in for a real treat on tonight. And like I said earlier, as Christians, we need to learn how to laugh more. We need to learn how to relax more in the Lord. So that's what we're going to receive on tonight. Christian comedy, coming up very shortly after this short music break. Enjoy the music break.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was the musical version of Pray For Me. Aren't you glad that Jesus took the time to pray for you? I'm so grateful. I know I'm not the only one. So right now, I am about to yield this mic over to our brother and friend on tonight, Brother Christian Fraser. I now yield the mic to you.
Brother James Brown, I thank you. And, you know, I was listening to that music that Pray For Me. If you could just keep that going a little bit, just lower it down, because you did your church announcements earlier, so I'm going to do my church announcements now.
Okay, hold on just one second. Stand by.
All right. All right. Lower it down a little bit.
Hold on.
Glory to God. So we have our church announcement for today.
Hold on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Not me.
That's all right. If you can't hear me, it's all right. We could do the announcements without the music. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Glory to God. So we're going to go through with our church announcements for the night in honor of one of my great inspirers in comedy, Ricky Smiley. And our church announcement glory to God, is we just installed new wood floors in the church. So if you like to shout, it is not suggested that you take your shoes off and shout in your stockings, because Sister Bernice tried to shout last week and she slid right underneath the piano and into the wall. I thought I was watching the Braves games and she slid right into home base. Also, we are serving dinner for the visiting church next Sunday and we're looking for volunteers, but we can't use you if your fingernails are dirty, if you smell like you don't know Jesus and you've been walking with him out in the wilderness. And we can't use you if your face is all balled up and dirty like you don't know them. Now, if your face is all balled up, we can actually use you in the kitchen. But if your fingernails are dirty, we're going to need you to go ahead and set your appointment and miss that service. Also, I'm going to need everybody to listen closely to this announcement because it's been disrupting service, disrupting the pastor, the church secretary. Pastor wants you to know, he wants you to stop using him as a reference on your car loans, because when y'all don't pay the bills, they're calling up chasing after the pastor wanting to know if you're going to be in church on Sunday. The repo man peeked in service last Sunday and took some pictures of how much money you was dropping in the tithes and offering, and we need to stop that. Now, if you be faithful over a few things, he won't make you a ruler over a bus pass. And the pastor also asked us to stop wearing biker shorts to Bible study. It's starting to look like a Two Live Crew video in there, and we just can't have it. We're going to have to start burning incense in Bible study. Please stop doing it. That ends our church announcements for the day. Brother James Brown, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been? You've been in church for a long time. Have you been in church where the pastor might preach for an hour or two and a half hours? I had a preacher preach to it. Yeah, in the spirit, it's all good, but it's bad for somebody like myself who is a diabetic. Because one day the pastor preached so long, I swear I had to grab 10 shots of communion and them crackers to hold me over to the end of the service. It just wasn't happening. So then he walked around. The pastor was walking around. He was preaching, right? The pastor was preaching, and then he went to go laying hands on the members in the church and praying over them. So he went and he laid hands on one of the deacon's wives. Now, the deacon's wife, she was a full-figured woman. She lived in the overflow. She was blessed and highly fed. Seriously, right? So he laid hands on her, and she fell down. But my mama was standing right behind me. Now, my mom, she's a small woman. You know, she's like 5'1", 100-something pounds. She fell on top of my mom. And before you know it, the pastor said, you better go over there and get your mama. And, you know, my mama jumped up, she says, and she fell right on top of her. My mama jumped up, she said, there's nothing wrong, I'm all right. And I said, you know, that wasn't nothing but God. I said, that wasn't nothing but God that saved my mama in a situation like that. But I've had a lot of experiences in church where we get excited and we start shouting. One time we were shouting, and this man shouted right out the window. Mm-mm. I thought we was going to have to drag him back in and have the funeral service right there. After that, pastor walled up all the windows. We wasn't doing that no more. I said, good Lord. But look, we have I've seen so much in church. I'm even seeing it. I don't know if you've experienced this, but I was in church one time. The mothers of the church got up there, and she was leading prayer, and she slipped up and said an ungodly word in the middle of the prayer. She said, "Oh Lord, I didn't mean that." Lord Jesus, Lord, right in the middle of the service. But I want to say this because this is something before I go. I hope that something was said in the message earlier that would inspire you to keep on keeping on. But I also want to plant this into the seeds of a lot of our listeners that I want you to look this up too. African-American home ownership is at a 50-year low. It is back into the times when they passed the law to outlaw discrimination. Is that bad? We have been redlined and denied advertising into our communities, and we are not having the mindset of buying houses and creating wealth. We've got to change that around. Do that. Start thinking about our retirement. Start thinking about building wealth. Buying land and property is the number one way for African Americans to build wealth. Do that and make sure that you're registered and go out and vote, because we need every last one.
Brother Fraser, do me a favor, if you could. Could you give us one more little quick? I know I'm catching you off guard, but that was good what you just gave us. I needed that laugh. I'm sure a lot of the listeners needed that laugh too. especially about the one falling out the window. Oh my God! Could you give us another one real quick before I let you go? Before I ask you to give your contact information out, anything off the top of your head?
Sure. Well, I actually tell a lot of my comedy is normally through stories, and I'll leave you with one last story. You know, I went on a cruise. I took the entire family, and we were all sitting at the dinner table, and my mother's there, mother-in-law's there, and her boyfriend's there, and kids and everybody's there, and we were having a good time. So he gets enough nerve to get down on his knees and ask her for marriage. And we're like, oh, that is awesome. And she looked at him so clear and said, you better get up off your knees. You are not about to mess up my Social Security. You better go ahead and eat your biscuits and shut up. and we just bust out laughing and dying.
Oh no, she called him off guard. I'm sure he probably was thinking that she was going to say yes. Since the whole family was together, I'm assuming he thought that she was going to say yes.
I'm sure he had it all planned out. He had, you know, he picked the right time and everything. He had on his jacket. We were at the formal dinner, and he was excited, and his bubble got busted.
And she's going to have none of that.
She said, "You're not about to mess up my social security. I'm sorry, man."
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, that was good. That's good. That was good right there. But I'm sure that someone got at least a good laugh, if one but one laugh, out of tonight's comedy. And I just, that's why I brought you on tonight, Brother Fraser, because, as I said earlier in the opening of tonight's broadcast, that, you know, sometimes we as Christians, we don't know how to relax, and we don't know how to have good, clean fun, Christian, clean comedy. Nowadays, when we hear comedy, it's always dirty and nasty and filthy, and you, people are laughing, but they're really not getting nothing out of it. So even as Christians, we need to learn how to relax more. We need to learn how to laugh more. And so sometimes when we do that, then that can kind of unwind us up so we can be more focused on what God has for us to do for his glory. So even though you wasn't along on tonight, I'm sure that someone got a laugh out of what you said on tonight. I know I did. And so I really appreciate you for taking your time out to come on. And if you don't mind, I would like to have you back on again where you can spend more time with us and give us more comedy. And I'm sure that the listener will be more than ecstatic to have you back on again. Now I'm going to ask you if you would please share with the listeners how you can be reached, and you can give your shout-out if you want to give any shout-out at this time.
Sure. You can actually reach me on Facebook or Instagram. You can Google my name, Christian Fraser. I'll pop up. When you see my face, you might say, that don't look like a guy who's close to 50 years old. And I always tell people, black don't crack unless you smoke it. Sometimes I have to add, good black don't crack. But you can find me there. You can Google me. And I would just give a shout out to Jesus. Because really without God, I just wouldn't be able to survive. I wouldn't be able to get through the day. And I realize that, and I realize he holds the future. So my shout out to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what? And that's the best shout out that anyone can give. You know what? I don't think out of the 6.5 years that I've been doing this, I think you're the second person that I heard say they're giving a shout out to Jesus, and he's the best one to give the shout out to. And I thank God for you for saying that. Someone's going to be encouraged by what you just said regarding your shout out. So you continue to be blessed of the Lord, because you know the Lord has his hands on you. He is showing favor in your life, as you shared in your testimony. And again, I thank you for that powerful testimony. Someone has been blessed by that testimony, because someone may be trying to do the same thing, be in the same field of work that you was in regarding real estate. I was in real estate myself for 12 years, but it was government-subsidized real estate. That's totally different than selling and buying homes. But I did a little 12 years in subsidized real estate. But you blessed us on tonight with your testimony. Someone else is trying to go down that same road that the Lord blessed you with and open a door for you. And I like what you said. You take care of God's business, and he will definitely take care of yours. I'm a living witness, and I know that someone that's listening on tonight can verify and be a witness too, that when you take care of God's business, he is a faithful God. That's what I said in the prayer. He's not like man. He is a promise keeper. He will take care of your business if you put him first. So I just want to say again to you, thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing that testimony, powerful testimony. And thank you for making us laugh on tonight. And I'm going to ask once again that I don't know exactly when, but be on the lookout for me calling you and asking you to come back again and share with us a more lengthier time with more Christian comedy. Because, again, more Christians need to laugh today, more so than ever before. So you continue to be blessed of the Lord and know that God has not you ain't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still yet to come. As long as you stay faithful and committed and dedicated, and humble unto God, you know, and I know that the best for you is still yet to come. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. So that's my guest for tonight. I just thank him for coming on and sharing with us some Christian clean comedy on tonight. And I pray that someone has been blessed by that comedy. But while we are on the air, and Brother Christian, if you want to go off the air, offline, you can. But if you want to stay on, you can. You're more than welcome to stay on and listen to what I'm going to share with the listeners for the conclusion of tonight's show. And I'm going to go right back to the title of my book. I'm going to go through this book, and I'm going to read for the listeners on tonight some of what God has blessed me to write through in this book, that he's going to be glorified. And this book is for everyone on tonight, not only for me because I wrote it, but this book includes me. I'm included too, because when the Lord showed me this book for me to write it, he showed me myself in this book. And so that's why this book is designed for every Christian to take an examination of our own lives to make sure our lives are lining up to God's word and according to his will for our lives, so that we don't be liability to the kingdom of God, that we will always be assets to the kingdom of God. And guess what else? Sometimes we can be an asset to the kingdom of God, and in some area of our life, we can be a liability, and we can call someone to leave God. We can call someone to falter and fall, and we can call someone to walk away from God, and that also turns around and make us to be a scatterer of God's flock. And so we don't want to be a scatterer of God's flock. We want to be one of those that are going out into the world. We want to be able to let the world see the good work that God is doing in us. And through our good works, guess what? God will be glorified. And that way we will be we will be assets to the kingdom of God. Again, we don't want to be liabilities. We want to always be an asset to the kingdom of God. So as I'm going to continue with this book, a final part of what I was going through a couple of weeks ago pertaining to this book titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? I was going to look at, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. And it says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So don't think that you have gotten away when you are going around scattering the flock of God. That includes me, no one is exempt. If we get to that point where we are scattering God's flock, guess what the word of God says? It says it very clearly and plainly in God's word, that we are going to be standing before God, you and I, all of us, we're going to stand before God one day in the day of judgment, and we're going to give an account to God for every deed that has been done in our bodies. He said the good and the bad. Then it goes on to say in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Again, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, this is talking about Jesus, God said in his word, he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So again, we need to remember that God has never tried to fool or trick any one of us. He already informed us and tells us in his word that in this life, you and I, as Christians, we're going to have trials and tribulations, just like Jesus did when he was here in the earth in flesh. And just like the disciples already warned us in God's word, that if you are a doer of God's word, we're not exempt from trials and tribulations. Therefore, he continues to say, therefore, if Jesus suffered, in which he did, what makes you and I think that we will not suffer? See, that's the part that a lot of Christians, they want the glory, and they want the blessings, but they don't want to suffer for Christ. But yet you said you want to be Christ-like. That means you got to suffer too. If you are a true follower of Christ, you will suffer for the cause of Christ. People of God, Whatever you do and whatever it takes, stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, for your victory is assured through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Should you have any doubts, just recall the things that God has already done for you in the past. He was there then, and he is still with you and I even now, today. Because, again, he is a promise keeper. He promised he would never leave or forsake his children. Remember his history in your life, how he has brought you out of many difficult situations, how he has healed you and raised you when you were sick or even at death's door. I'm a witness. How he has kept you from seen and unseen dangers and made ways of escape for you when you were in places and in situations that you know that you should not have been able to walk away from. So we as Christians, and I'm not exempt, this applies to me as well. We need to remember what it says in God's word in the book of Psalms, chapter 62, verses 1 and 2. Psalms, chapter 62, verse 1 and 2. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Wow, I shall not be greatly moved. So we as Christians of today, we need to stand on the word of God. We need to stand on the promises of God. We need to remember in what the word of God says in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. And it says, and whatsoever do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Now that's a faithful promise from God. For ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong he has done. And there is no respecter of persons. So some people think, and he's really talking about mankind, that includes women, boys, and girls, not just men. A lot of people want to just refer that to men, but that goes for men, women, boys, and girls, mankind. And he says what? He have no respecter of persons. The just, that reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So we as those who have been trying to be access to the kingdom of God, we have to be mindful. We have to be very careful everywhere we go because people are watching us, just like the spiritual food for thought said on tonight. And I'm going to repeat what it said if you missed it at the opening of this program on tonight. Tonight, spiritual food for thought came to us saying, your life, my life, is a ministry. People are watching you whether you know it or not. And some people say, well, I don't believe it. No, it's not whether you believe it or know it or not. Your life is a ministry, especially if you are one that said you are born again, you're saved in Jesus' name. You and I, we've been watched even more so and more closely than anyone else because we're saying that we are saved in Jesus' name and we're being doers of God's word. So guess what? We need to remember that our life is a ministry and that people are watching us, whether we believe it or know it or not. So I pray that something has been said on tonight, that you have been blessed by this ministry on tonight, this worldwide platform. And again, I want to thank my special guest on tonight, Brother Christian Frazier from Atlanta, Georgia, who came forth with a powerful testimony, sharing a powerful testimony on tonight. And then for everyone that stayed on the line and heard a short version of his Christian comedy. I really like his Christian comedy, a clean Christian comedy. And as I said earlier in the beginning, we as Christians, we need to learn how to relax more. We need to learn how to rest in the Lord more because Jesus even took time to rest. And, you know, if Jesus rested, and he did, and he was in the flesh, Jesus Christ rested. He took the time to get away from everybody and found and got rest. So you and I, people of God who are servants of the Most High God, we sometimes need to find time or make time to rest so we can hear from God, so we can move forward and continue to be the doers of God's word and be able to fulfill our God purpose in the earth for God's glory. So I thank him for serving Christian comedy on tonight. And again, I pray that he will be able to come back on very soon. And he will be able to be on the air more a longer period of time than he was on tonight. I know he's very busy, so I'm grateful that he took the time out to come and share with us the few minutes of Christian comedy that he did on tonight. I got a laugh out of that tonight from what he did bring to us, and I pray that some of you had a chance to laugh, and if you would share this tonight's platform, tonight's show ministry with some of your friends that did not get a chance to tune in. All of these shows are kept in archives. You can always go back to my website. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels so that anyone that did not get a chance to tune in and hear him on tonight, you can share what he said on tonight with your friends and loved ones, your neighbors, your people on your job, even someone in your ministry may need to tune in and get a good laugh from what he said on tonight. So I just thank God for you, the listeners. Again, I thank God for all the listeners that come forth over Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for the thousands of listeners on Instagram and all those that are come forth and share and listen in on Snapchat. God is blessing this ministry more than you can imagine. And I know what, and I guess you all already know by now, the best is still yet to come because this is God's program. It's not mine. We pray that God get the glory through this ministry because we know that it's not about us. It's about God. It's about him being glorified. It's about souls being saved. It's about backsliders coming back to the fold. It's also about those that are saved in Jesus' name and that are being doers of his word who are access to the kingdom of God that we can be built up and strengthened and edified through his word. That's what this ministry is all about. So I pray that you were blessed by it tonight. I pray that you have got a chance to laugh, even one for but a minute, that you got a chance to get away from things that you have bore down with and you're heavy laden with that you're doing, even in the work of the ministry, you need to take time out and laugh and relax. So I pray that you was blessed by tonight's program and continue to be blessed of the Lord. I want you all to know that you need to tune in this coming Saturday night. You want to tune in for Minister Rambis. He is also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member, and Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. I'm going to give a shout out to our bishop on tonight. Hello, Bishop Jennings, and also to my church family. I see my mother, one of our church mothers, Mother Phillips, is on the line. She's a faithful listener. Hello, Mother Phillips. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. I love you. And also to my church family, to know that I love each and every last one of you, and I'm constantly keeping you all in my prayers. And that's what we ought to do. We ought to be praying one for another. Now, I want you, the listener, to know that I constantly keep you all in my prayers. I do not know who you all are, but I know one thing. I know God knows who you are. He knows where you are, and he knows exactly what you stand in need of. So know that I constantly keep you all in my prayers, and I ask that you continue to pray for me and this worldwide ministry and platform that God will continuously be glorified through it because we know it's not in vain. So now I'm going to just close out for tonight. We're going to cut it a little bit short on tonight because that's all I have to give for you, give to you all on tonight. And when we have all said all we need to say, then sometimes it's just time to say good night, and that's what I'm going to do on tonight. But before we close out, I always like to close out in prayer. I'm asking all the listeners if you will please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver, because we know that you're still healing your people. You're still working miracles, signs, and wonders. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ, that everyone that is sick and afflicted would have a testimony. We would stand in holy boldness, letting the world know that it was you who have healed them. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that have bereaved on tonight. We know that you know who they are and where they are, and you know how to touch them. You know how to comfort and strengthen them like no one can. So comfort and strengthen your people, Heavenly Father, all over the land that are dealing with bereavement on tonight. Let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. I want to continue to lift up Mother Rose from Detroit Bible Tabernacle in the loss of her grandson, that you will comfort and strengthen her. She had lost her husband. She lost her son. Now she has lost her grandson. So we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen her. and also Sister Rosalind, who lost her husband, who was also a member of Detroit Bible Tabernacle, a musician at Detroit Bible Tabernacle. Continue to comfort and strengthen her, Heavenly Father. Let them know also that Esther has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, that you will be glorified through them, even in their hour of bereavement, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I continue to lift up every listener, all the listeners on Blog Talk Radio, all the listeners on Instagram, and the listeners that tuned in, that shares with us on Snapchat. You know who they are and where they are. You know what they stand in need of. So continue to bless them as only you can. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor and praise, because we know that you are in total control at all times. We want to continue to lift up our president, that you would touch his heart, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that if by any reason, for any chance that he's not saved, it's my prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said, that you would touch his heart after he hear your word, that you would prick his heart, Heavenly Father, like never before, that he would yield and surrender and ask to be forgiven of his sins, and that he would ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into his heart and save him. And after being saved, he would come to know his true God purpose, and Heavenly Father, that he would do what's right for all of your people all over the land, and not only him, but world leaders everywhere. We know that you know who they are, and you know if they're truly saved or not in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would touch each one of their hearts. If they're not saved, that you would send a word their way also, that they too would be able to open their mouths and confess their sins and ask your son Jesus Christ to come into their hearts. And they would be saved in his name, and that they too would learn through that process after being saved in his name, they would be able to show love and compassion for all people, that you would be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just bless your name on tonight, because we know that you're worthy to be praised, and there is none like you. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You are not like man. You are faithful. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, in the lives of your saints, even today. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those that are believing in and trusting in his word, that are believing in his prayer, all said amen. Well, I love you on tonight. From executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., know that I love you. But guess what? Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. I give you praise.